ABC Radio Australia.
Solomon Islands is one of the few countries in the world that's COVID-19 free, but there's been plenty of anxiety and concern over a government charter flight from China, which arrived late last week with stranded nationals, Chinese officials and workers to build new sports facilities for the 2023 Pacific Games. The government, though, is adamant that systems are in place to curb any coronavirus risks. But for one province, the flight is just the latest setback in its rocky relations with the government, including differences over last year's diplomatic switch to China. Now Malaita province is calling for an independence referendum. From Honiara, here's Evan Wasuka.
In Solomon Islands, the government's COVID-19 strategy is focused on protecting the country's borders and locking out the virus. So the government chartered flight from China that has brought stranded Solomon Islanders home, as well as flying in Chinese officials, including a new ambassador, and workers to build sports facilities for the 2023 Pacific Games, is being criticised by churches, civil society groups and politicians. They see the flight as an unnecessary risk. And the Premier of Malaita Province, Daniel Swidani, is among the most vocal.
You talk so much about looking after our borders and looking after the health issues and the way to avoid the COVID-19. But then you send a flight to get 88 Chinese people coming to Solomon Island. Is that the way we look after our people?
But on the streets of the capital, Honiara, there appears to be more support for the flight. But many people would like to have more information.
Hey, you know, people have to come something here because
when people fly in, there's a lot of fear about COVID-19, so the government really has to explain it well.
I think it's okay, because it's the government doing this. They run the hospitals, and if there's any problem, the government will help us, because they sent the plane.
The government should talk clearly to the public that this is what we're doing in a safe way for the country.
The Prime Minister, Manase Sogovare, has spoken about it. He says the flight to China is a national priority.
I'm fully aware that some decisions might not go down well with some of our fellow citizens. But let me assure you that all decisions are made after careful assessment and analysis based on evidence. We, your leaders, have been mandated by the people to serve in the best interest of our nation and its citizens, and this is what we are continuing to do.
The Prime Minister says the economic growth from building a new stadium and facilities is what the country needs to recover. But for Malaita's Premier, the PM's words ring hollow and echo the protest his province went through last year when Solomon Islands switched its diplomatic ties from Taiwan to China. Mr. Swidani says his administration's had enough and is now going ahead with a referendum to make Malaita an independent state.
This referendum is a must, and the province is starting to getting the frameworks down, and we will make sure that what the people like, our idea of getting the island to look after themselves must come true.
He says his office is preparing the paperwork, but first provincial members will travel to their wards to explain to their people about the referendum. But the call for self-determination has been simmering for decades. Peter Ken Laurier Jr., an MP from Malaita province, says the call should be approached cautiously.
Going forward, I think two things need to be looked at carefully. The right to self-determination must be balanced by a need for a strong Solomon Islands.
Politics aside, those working on the front line say they're confident that systems are in place to isolate any COVID-19 risk from the Chinese charter flight. According to the Johns Hopkins University tracker, China has 89,000 COVID-19 cases, but its spread has largely been controlled, with only 19 new cases registered overnight. Carl Cooper is in charge of Solomon Islands quarantine facilities.
The sector committee has handled repatriations that are even three times bigger than, nearly four times of what the China flight is going to be. We trust the protocols we have, the health protocols, meaning that these incoming passengers will be tested and have two negative tests before they board the flight, and we'll have further tests while they're in quarantine here.
While the health risk of this trip may be contained, the same can't be said for the political fallout. Chinese-owned shops in Malaita's capital, Auki, were temporarily closed after a community group unhappy about the flight issued notices for them to close up and leave town. Police intervened and called for calm before business resumed as normal. While things are calm now, many people haven't forgotten Honiara's Chinatown riots in 2006 that saw Chinese businesses targeted and burnt and hundreds of Chinese nationals forced to flee.